years ago or so, when I took upon, I memorized Romans, the first chunk of scripture that I tackled and got through it, and as I mentioned here, changed my life in some way. And one of the effects of that, for some reason or another, softened my heart in one way. And, you know, prior to that, you know, my upbringing, boy, and that was tough sometimes. My father was a good man, a hard man. And I grew up in a hard, tough, you know, take it, story. And that's how I live my life, mostly. And then something happened on the day down, like, it was just hard, not terrible. But today of all tables, this day, I feel it. It's right there, you know, and that's fine. So bear with me as we speak of these glorious things today. Glorious things. So, today, Resurrection Sunday. Pinnacle in the Christian church. It is. Has been. It's the peak. You know, we like Christmas. It's fun. But today is day. This is the day. Now, one of the things that's interesting about it is that from the outside, looking in, the resurrection, crazy. Right? It is. I mean, that's what we believe. The man rose from the dead. He was dead, and then he's alive. And for many, that's a great stumbling block. It always has been. Many people in our world today, people who would even call themselves followers of Christ, would say, I follow the teachings of Christ. I think Christ was a good man. I like some of the things he said, most of the things he said. But this resurrection stuff, I can't buy it. Or to try to make it simply a spiritual thing. He was spiritually rose from the dead in some kind of a metaphysical way and try to write it off as that. I can see their point in some ways sometimes. It is unbelievable in some ways. If someone came to me and said, hey, remember that dead deer that was in the ditch? It's alive. No, you saw another deer. They took that one away and there's another one there, right? I mean, it's crazy. It breaks the rules and we like our rules. We like things to mean something and be orderly and make sense. And the resurrection breaks the rules. And at the time of Christ, when it happened, it challenged the thinking of the Pharisees and the rulers and the Roman government. The resurrection, that kind of messes with the powers that be, doesn't it? I mean, some of the power that they have over you is, hey, if you don't stay in line, I will kill you. And if there's a resurrection, you can say, so what? Resurrection, very big deal. Came across a quote from Pastor Tim Keller. He says this, if Jesus rose from the dead, then you have to accept all that he said. If he didn't rise from the dead, then why worry about any of what he said? The issue on which everything hangs is not whether or not you like his teaching, but whether or not he rose from the dead. And don't buy that from Mr. Keller. You look at 1 Corinthians, and our Apostle Paul, chapter 15. And he started in verse 3 of there. He said, for I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received. Okay, so first importance, big deal. Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures. That he was buried. That he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. And he appeared to Cephas and 12. Okay, first importance. And if that doesn't grip you, then go up to verse 13. But if there's no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. Okay, so if there's no resurrection, that doesn't happen, then even Jesus didn't raise the dead, right? Okay? And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain. If Christ did not raise from the dead, what are we doing here?
No.
It makes no sense. The resurrection is a big deal. Everything hinges on it. Everything. Jesus, through his ministry, often spoke of resurrection. He talked about in the last time, that the final day when people were enraged. We often spoke of it. And today I want to take a glance at something that Jesus said about resurrection, one of the things he talked about. Okay? And what I kind of want to focus in on is a couple questions as you look at resurrection, on this Resurrection Sunday. One, what it is. Two, what it means. And three, why it really matters, right? That's my goal today. What resurrection is, what resurrection means, and why resurrection really matters. Alright? So if you have a Bible, if you want to follow along, you turn to the book of John, chapter 11. I'll start verse 17. John 11:17. Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. So he knew the story. Lazarus was very sick, and they sent word to Jesus. He beat around for a couple days. Finally gets to Bethany, and there he is, dead for 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him. But Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world." Pray with me now. Oh, Father, thank you for your word. And now as we look into this glorious truth of resurrection, we'll clear our hearts and our minds. Oh, God, speak to us now. I pray, Lord, that your spirit will flood us in a way that we have not experienced before. That on this day, this great day, the celebration of your resurrection, that you would touch our hearts. Oh, God, guide my mouth today, please. In any problems, anything I have thought of that is not according to your will, oh, God, you may not hurt me. But that the truth of you, who you are, and what you've done, and what it means for us now, would stir us, move us, for your glory. Amen. So, a few interesting things in this story. We see when Jesus finally comes, it's been 4 days. So he was really dead. Really dead. That, the old King James later says, you go to the tomb later on, he's surely stinking.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. It's interesting, a little interesting tidbit here, is look at 4 days. There was some evidence that during this time in the Middle East, there was a belief that when someone died, thought that their spirit would kind of hover and hang out for 3 days, just in case. But then after that, they would go away. So we may have a kind of a reference here to say, you know what, yeah, he was seriously really dead. Maybe so. We see Martha. Martha sometimes gets a bad rap. She was the one who was really busy and preparing for Jesus, and Mary's the one that went and sat at his feet, and Jesus gently kind of rebuked her, saying, "Hey, Mary's doing a good thing." But here we see a woman great faith. She heard Jesus coming. She went. She went to him and said, "Lord, I know you've been here." And she showed the faith and depth of her belief. So I don't put Mary Martha down. She's a good woman. And then it's interesting that when Mary said this, that you would have been here, Jesus gave a very cryptic answer. He said, "Your brother will rise again." Okay. Now, the Pharisees and the Jews, not the Sadducees, they didn't resurrect them, but most Jews believe in a resurrection. And in the last day, throughout the Old Testament, spoke over and over again that there will be a resurrection, a time when God will come in that last time and raise people from the dead. That was firmly entrenched in Jewish thinking and belief. So very natural, Martha, naturally, we're there. Yes, I believe, in the last day. I've been taught that since I was a little girl. Yes, that's true. Absolutely, Jesus. I believe that. But Jesus intends something else, doesn't he? Like you hear a bell and it rings, and then sometimes there's another ring in there too. You know, talk about bong. You hear that double ring in there. Here we have a double ring. Bong. Yes, resurrection last day. But Jesus takes it to that another level. He intends, as we know, to raise Lazarus right now. Dramatic fashion. Mary doesn't understand that. So today, as we look at the story now, but my focus, verse 25, look at it again. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, will die, yet shall live, and everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." He takes it to another level here. Jesus' concern for Martha here is to move her from this abstract truth, okay, resurrection last day. It's out there somewhere. It's coming. And move from this abstract idea of resurrection to a personal belief in him who makes and provides real resurrection. Jesus moves us from, and today, same thing, comes a resurrection, what's important is not the what of resurrection, but who. Resurrection for a Christian is a who. It's him. It's the same for us today. So two things I want us to get today. Right? If I can get two things to you today, I will be with you. Two things. I am the resurrection. I am the life. Now, as you read it, you could take these as one thing, right? Resurrection, life, kind of the same thing. But I really think that more properly understood, they are separate items, okay? And I think the text draws that out. That as he makes that statement, then there's two clauses that follow that show us. And I think I want to help you understand that. It took me a while to get my brain around. It really did, but it's important. Okay, separate ideas. So first, resurrection. All right? So I am the resurrection. I am the resurrection. Now, I think Jesus is speaking of the final day, all right? That final last day that through Christ. Okay, again, he's drawing in from the abstract to the person, all right? Yes, so that resurrection that you believe in is here. It's me. Believe in me. I am the resurrection. I will bring this forth. I have the power to do this, and no one else does. Nobody. And we see that carried out. If you look at it, it says, I'm the resurrection of life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. So there it is. So we're going to die. You're going to die.
Sorry to break the bad news, folks.
You're going to die. Unless the Lord comes, somehow, some way, someday, next week, next year, 10 years, tomorrow, this afternoon, you are going to die. Okay? But through Jesus, even though we die, we will live. That's what he's saying. I am the resurrection. We hope in a resurrection that someday the trumpet will sound and we will meet him. That is the hope of the resurrection in that last day. It's a great, my word of the day, eschatological hope. Hope in the last day. Hope in the end. And we cling to that because this life is hard sometimes. And death does have a sting for us, doesn't it? But in Christ, it's gone. We sang it today. That's what Resurrection Sunday is about. I love what Peter says in 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he's caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Through the resurrection. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. That's yours. And he is the life. And that we see explained in the next clause that we see in verse 26. He says, I'm the resurrection of life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet he will live. Okay, resurrection. And everyone who lives and believes, he shall never die. Well, see, God, and we don't want to take that as just being alive, as if it's just, life is not just, you're not just alive. Okay, making my cells alive and I can speak and move and breathe. Okay, that'd be almost trite. Okay? And in this resurrection, there's also life. So in one sense, even though we die, we're going to live. And in the other sense, we're never going to die. So yes, I said, guess what, folks? You're going to die. Guess what? If Jesus is your Lord and Savior, you are never going to die. Ever. Eternal life begins the moment you say, I believe it. Forever. And this life is more and more than just life. Earlier, Jesus said in John, chapter 5, verse 21, using the little tidbit, he says, for as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to those who will. Gives life. And we see this life is the life of God. In real life. In now. Saving life. Eternal life. The life of the kingdom. And in this sense, it begins, like I said, when you believe. This is true for you today. You will never die. We have life, abundant life today, right now, now. So, as we consider today this celebration of Jesus' resurrection, we must be confronted, as Martha was, and make that move from this abstract idea, a distant event in history, 2,000 years ago, Jesus rose from the dead, back then somewhere. We have to make the move to a saving, life-giving person of the resurrection.
Yeah.
For the truth is that there is neither resurrection or eternal life outside of Jesus. It's not there. It cannot happen. That's what he means. I am the resurrection. I am the light. Need. Come to me. And he demonstrates it with Lazarus. Here's a little snapshot. And in a glorious way, showed us in his resurrection. Resurrection is a big deal. If Jesus didn't raise the dead, it doesn't mean anything. But he did. He did. He is alive now, today. He was raised. He's alive, and because of that, we can be alive. It's so easy. So, too easy. My flesh and myself to forget that. To, I mean, we think about these things. This is amazing. Well, then I have to go to work and throw some garbage bags. I took some great comfort this week. Romans chapter 6, as I was doing. Romans chapter 6, and starting verse 3, he says, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? At the picture of baptism, we did not. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead, just as, by the glory of the Father, we too might have newness of life. For if we have been united with him in death like this, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like this. If that does not move your heart, that is incredible. And we live in that. We have the privilege of God coming to us, changing our hearts, and living in a newness of life and a hope that cannot be shaken. How many times do we hit that in Romans 8? Over and over again. There's hope. Yes, this world is groaning. Yes, on and on. His body is breaking down. On and on. And there's hope. Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Nothing. And so, we are asked the same question that Jesus asked Martha. Do you believe? That question must be before us all. If we do, we have everything. If we don't, we have nothing. And if we do, our actions, our lives will show. Because the truth is, as we see, Romans 3:23, Paul said, I have sinned, we are hopeless, helpless. Ephesians 2:1, and you were dead in your trespasses. And we know that the wages of that sin is death. Romans 6:23, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord, our resurrected Lord. Live in that. Make that decision. Believe that today. You will live forever. You will not die. Let me pray. Oh, glorious Father, our Lord Jesus, our resurrection, our life. Thank you. Thank you for dying for me, for us. Thank you for coming back to me to show us the way that surely if Christ was raised from the dead and we are in Christ, then we too will have that same resurrection. Oh God, thank you. Lord, I pray. Search my heart. Search everybody's heart here. God, if there be any grievous way, anything at all, that these words, as even as you challenge Martha, to go from the abstract to the personal, that we will be moved today. Come a little closer, a little deeper. And Lord, maybe you've been speaking and we've resisted a call to talk to a neighbor or to help a family member or to go far away and share your love. God, move us today. Because in you there is resurrection, in you there is life. And then there's no fear. We have nothing to be afraid of. We can stare death in the face and say, come, you are nothing. Because Jesus rose from the dead.